Hello and welcome to the Footvey English podcast in collaboration with World Football Index, a unique mix of fandom and journalism. Footvey English is your one-stop shop for all things Venezuelan football in the English language, from the men's to the women's and the domestic leagues to the national teams. Today, I am joined by Kevin Vivas, part of the Footvey English team. Kevin, how are you?
Hi, Jordan. How are you? Very good to be and glad to be here again.
Yeah, I'm well, and I'm interested in today's topic. It's a bit different. We're here to discuss the Phoenix club that is Zulia Football Club. Obviously, Zulia Football Club, as it were, with the Spanish saying, is a club with, you know, a lot of recent history in Liga Footvey. But as things played out in the close season, as it stands, they are no more. But a group of Zulia Football Club fans would like to start the club again from the third division. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. Joining us to discuss that is Ricardo, a Zulia fan. But before we introduce Ricardo, Kevin, can you tell us a little bit about Zulia Football Club and its importance and position in Venezuelan football in recent years?
Well, for my understanding, when I started to watch Venezuelan football, In Zulia, the main thing was Unión Atlético Maracaibo. Then they vanished, and then it came, or I think even in the last years of Unión Atlético Maracaibo, was born Zulia Football Club. And I remember in the beginning, they didn't have fans. The Pachenche Romero of 40,000 people of capacity was always empty, and it passed the years, and they started to grow a good group of fans till 2014, 2015, that they started to do good things in Venezuelan football. They qualified to international tournaments, and even they sold out all the stadiums in a Copa Libertadores match. And well, for me, it's important, this team, because I saw how they grew up from no fans to a big group of fans. And well, for me, it's a shame that what's happening.
Yeah, and for people that follow Footvey English and perhaps listen to the podcast, but don't have like an in-depth knowledge of Venezuelan football, Zulia is the club where Savarino made his name in Venezuela, and obviously now he's a star of MLS, and the same for Brujo Martinez. It's a club that has given to the world of football, not just Venezuelan football, and in recent years, they've been in the Copa Libertadores and also the Copa Sudamericana, with particular success in the Copa Sudamericana, reaching the quarterfinals a few years back. What happened in preseason was that Rayo Zuliano, another team in the state, who second division club, seemingly merged with Zulia. But what that actually resulted in was more of a hostile takeover. And we're in the situation now where Rayo Zuliano have taken Zulia's place in the top division and left Zulia without anything. And this is why there are some Zulia football fans hoping to start the club again in the third division, which is why we're joined by Ricardo. Ricardo, thank you for being here with us. How are you?
Good, and you?
Very well, very well. Ricardo, could you tell us a bit about, you know, why Zulia Football Club is important to you, why you became a fan?
Yeah. I became a fan around 2015 when I was 12 years old. Yeah, I remember the first time that I went to a soccer game of Zulia FC. It was against Estudiantes de Mérida. And since I went, for the first time, I fell in love with Zulia FC. Because I realized that I was the soccer team of my city. And I have to fight for the scholars as a one more fan for that team. And then since then, I started to go to every single game of Zulia FC.
So obviously I've said a little bit about what's happened since the end of last season. Obviously Zulia, not just as a football club, but Zulia as a part of Venezuela, a place in Venezuela, has had some difficulties over the past couple of years. Obviously in 2020, they were badly affected by COVID. It was one of the most affected areas of Venezuela. And also the football club that season chose not to participate in the reformatted short competition at the end of the year. But then obviously we've had this news of the merger, which ended up being a takeover from Rayo Zuliano. As a fan, how have the past couple of months been as a Zulia football fan? Tell us what it's like to have this happen to your football club.
It was really hard, man, because I immigrated from Venezuela 4 years ago, and the only team that I have left from Zulia was the soccer team, Zulia FC. And every time that I have the opportunity to watch the games and support my team, I was trying to support my team like very far away. And then when I realized that the Rayo Zuliano was making a fusion with Zulia, it was really hard for me because it was one of the teams that I have left from my city.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I didn't know that you'd left Venezuela, and you know, that's a perfectly logical reason to you know, have an even deeper care for the club. It's something that reminds you of home. It's a tie to back home. It represents you and where you're from. How have football fans in Zulia responded to what's happened with Rayo Zuliano?
Yeah, in the last couple months, we were actually the last couple of months we were making a project, and we wanted to present that project to the Farias, right? And then this happened. There was a fusion with Rayo Zuliano, and then since a year ago, we've been working to present this project to the Farias, which were the owners of Zulia FC. And then since we have already a project, we decide to make a new thing, and then this is not gonna be just Zulia football club. This is gonna be the thing of the fans. This is gonna be the thing of the people from Zulia, because this is more than a thing. This is a passion. This is our colors, and we want to keep continue with our history. And we know that it's gonna be a different team. We know that it's gonna be a different history. But for us, it's going to be the same team, because it's going to be the teams of the fans. Because me and other Zulia fans, we were when Zulia reached the quarterfinals from the Copa Sudamericana. We were there when Zulia won the two Copa Venezuelas. And then that's why we want to continue with this history. Because as a Zulia fans, this is not going to be a new team. We are going to keep continue the history of this club.
So what are the immediate plans for the project? Obviously, you're going to have, from what it looks like, a very similar badge and a very simple name change to keep the initial ZFC from football being spelt in the Spanish way to football being spelt in the English way. We are at the beginning of February. Obviously, Liga Footvay has already begun. The Liga Footvay 2 begins in March. Where is Zulia Football Club going to begin, and what are your hopes for 2023?
Yeah, as everyone knows, we're going to start from third division. And in the next couple of weeks, we are going to inform the fans, and we're going to keep informing the people about how the thing is going to look like, who are going to be the coaches, and everything of that information. Yeah, we have capable people in every department of the club, and we are working of that, and I know that we will have an answer for the people who supporting the club very soon.
Ricardo, for example, when this proposal came that Rayo Zuliano merged with Zulia, weren't there suggestion, proposal, or complaints at least to keep the colors of Zulia, the name or the badge, instead of just Rayo Zuliano? Was that in the table?
Yeah. There was not any problem of keeping the colors of Zulia, and actually to keeping the name, because there was no rights of keeping the name of Zulia, because it's the name of the state. So it doesn't have any rights about that. And actually, the people from Rayo Zuliano, they were not complaining about anything of that. Yeah, they were really open, and actually they were offering the field of La Victoria for Zulia FC to play in the third division and everything of that, but we are still figuring it out to see where we're gonna play the games and everything of that.
Okay, and at the moment, how's being started the projects, and like you have a plan for 1 year, for 3 years, or you're just going step by step, 6 months, and then we make other projects, etc.
Yeah, this is a project that we wanted to start in third division because we wanted to settle some good bases, right? And obviously this is going to be the club of the fans, because every fan of Zulia Football Club is going to be able to get a club membership, right? And then also we are going to have some sponsors, because we're not going to live only from the club memberships of the people. And this is going to be a really good, interesting system that we're going to work in this club, because this is a new system that we're going to use in the Venezuelan football. And it's really interesting. And we only have seen this kind of things in Europe. And that's why this is going to be the club of the fans. And this project is going to be for a long term. This project is going to be to reach the first division of the Venezuelan football again. And what we're trying to do is that we're trying to sell some good bases first, and then after that we are going to keep building this break in a good way to reach the first division of the Venezuelan football.
And Ricardo, Zulia have had, like I said earlier in the podcast, a lot of good recent success at continental and country level. Has there been any attempt to perhaps get involved, a club legend, a former player, or someone emblematic of, you know, the original Zulia Football Club, if you like?
It will be. Yeah, right now we are trying to figure out the soccer players, and to have something emblematic who already played in the original Zulia Football Club, that will be really, really, really amazing. And obviously we have some really good players in the past couple of years, like El Brujo Martinez, Savarino, Juan Arango. And if we could have some emblematic player to play again in Zulia, that will be really, really amazing. Yeah.
Ricardo, I don't know if the project is coming right now. Well, for the people, no. Third division is amateur in Venezuelan football, while the second division, it's already professional. And we've been told that a second division professional club would need around $700,000 to maintain a whole season. And the Zulia Football Club has a plan to get that money soon, because the teams cannot be promoted from third division to second division at the moment. There is not that link. But is there a planet project or a thought project to get an amount of money and release the team in second division, or is there still very during the beginning yet?
Yeah, that's one of the reasons that we want to sell some good bases from the third division. Obviously, our plan is to keep going to another division, and actually we have some offers from some sponsors to start from the second division, but we don't want to do that because we want to sell good bases and we want to start from the third division. And we get some information from the Venezuelan Football Federation that the next year, the third division of the Venezuelan football is not going to be amateur anymore. And that's why in the first season, we are going to play like in amateur football. But at the beginning of the next season, according to the Venezuelan Football Federation, the Liga Fútbol 3 is going to be a new system that we're going to have in the third division. And then in that way, we are going to be able to continue to the second division.
And the plans for there to be a Liga Footvee 3, is that something you're expecting to happen this year in 2023 or something in the near future?
That's according to the Venezuelan Football Federation, that's going to happen at the beginning of the next season. Not this one that we already start, but it's going to start in the next one. And that's why we're going to start to play in the third division this year. And we're going to wait one more year until we are going to be able to keep going to the second division.
And do you know anything about how that Liga Footvee 3 would look next year? Is it going to be a national-wide league or a regional league? Do you know any details about that?
At the moment, we don't have any details about that, but we know that the federation is working on that.
Okay.
Ricardo, have you had the partnership itself, any contact with the Farias, like a recent contact, if they would want to support or at least a former player of Zulia or any personality that involves Zulia Football Club that is up to help the team to grow up?
Yeah. Right now the people who's working in this project are the fans, and we want to raise this from the scratch. And we have been talking to the Farias, but to make an offer like that to the Farias, like the Farias to us to support a player to play for us, no, we haven't had an offer like that from them.
Well, I feel this is going to be, in this case, when you start the season again, one of the weirdest scenario in Venezuelan football, that a third division team is going to be full of fans. Do you think that the atmosphere or the expectative for this new season in third division are high for the fans, that the people is going to support the team in part of the city?
Yeah, that's going to be really interesting to see how the people is gonna support, taking in consideration that we're gonna start in the third division. Like I say at the beginning, for us, for the fans, this is the same Zulia Football Club. Legally, it's another club. It's another completely new club. But for us, for the fans, it's the same thing. For the fans, it's the same club, and that's why we want to keep going with this project, and we want this project to be success, and that's going to be really interesting to see how is going to be the reaction of the fans to support this team from the third division.
Okay, and at the moment, you have any staff or all the partners are like they comply the same project, the same job or the same hierarchy, or there is I know that Jobert Hubert Ruiz is the president, but you have like a vice president or people that it's more important in his role than others. How are you organizing this?
We have some good capable people in this club. Obviously, as everyone knows, Hubert Ruiz is the president of the club. We are working on the partnerships. That's something that we are working on. In the next few weeks, we are gonna be informing the people about what is gonna be the staff for the club, the players, the jerseys that we're gonna use. We are working on that. And some other, we have very capable people for this project, and obviously the most known name in this project, like, is the president, which is Hubert Ruiz, and he's most known because he's one of the most famous YouTubers in the Venezuelan football.
Ricardo, one final question before we wrap up this podcast. Obviously, your long-term aims for the club is to return to Liga Footvee, to the top division of Venezuelan football. But we've seen sort of Phoenix clubs or newly formed clubs form regularly in Venezuela in the past 15 or 20 years. You know, Metro itself, the reigning champions, are a club that are only 11 or 12 years old. We see other clubs in the top division that, you know, are younger still or similar ages. And these clubs have struggled to build up a fan base. Obviously, you're inheriting a fan base from Zulia, but to get, you know, wider attention, to help finance this club with this sort of unique European model, if you like, that you said with membership, how can you see this football club gaining and maintaining new fans and wider appeal?
Yeah, we are making this project, like, we're gonna have club memberships, and we are planning to have a different levels of membership. Like, there's gonna be, like, for example, there's gonna be like the gold membership, the silver membership, and in this way, like, in our website, we are working on a website, by the way. We are gonna have a website where the people can register and can pay for the membership, and then obviously this membership is gonna have some rewards for the fans, so they could get a official jersey from the club, they could get a letter from the staff, and things like that. We are working on that, and we have some ideas like that, and also the fans who have club membership on the club, they are gonna be able to take some serious decisions in the club too as well, on the staff and things like that. And it's a little bit different than the system that the people use in Europe, the soccer teams use in Europe, because in Europe normally the people who have the club membership, they have a percentage of, they own a percentage of the team. But this here with Zulia is gonna be different. The fans who have a club membership, they are not gonna own a percentage of the club, but they are gonna be able to have meetings with the president and make important decisions for the club. And we're gonna give the right to the people who have the membership to make important decisions in the club, like to choose the coach, the players, the staff, and things like that. And that's why this is important, and that's why this is gonna be the club of the fans, because the fans are going to participate too as well to build this Zulia football club.
Well, Ricardo, it certainly sounds like an exciting project, and it's a project that I was interested in before speaking to you and before you know, Fernando brought the idea to me. Fernando, I know you're here and listening. Thank you. You can count on Footvay English for support, not just now, but going forward in the future. Thank you so much for explaining the project to us. And Kevin, thank you for being here as my co-host. This is the Footvay English podcast. And until next time, goodbye.